BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I get really nervous about what's going to happen when Chris interviews me in front of a live studio audience in Edinburgh on Monday. The Homes Under the Hammer game is back, but what song are they going to play? Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. We talk about necking off in the cinema, horrible when it's your own parents, and the sensation that's sweeping Asia. We introduce to you the selfie stick.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
So, good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Chris is here. Hello.
Hello.
It is Bumbleo Wednesday. We haven't forgotten, and we will serve you this imminently.
I like the idea of serving Bumbleo Wednesday.
On a big platter. Where that thing where they, like, take the gold dome thing off.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Your Bumbleo Wednesday is served.
Sir. So, this morning, me and Chris went to the cinema, which we don't do very often.
I know it sounds like a complete doss, and it is, really.
Well, it is, yeah. It wasn't in a normal cinema, though. It was in something that they call a screening room, and it's like a little mini cinema, very tiny. But it's like a cinema in any other way. It's just small.
Yeah, but there is a word that I really want to use, which I'm not allowed to use to describe it, because it is kind of, like, snooty. But another... I was going to use another word for it. But it's like posh screenings, isn't it?
Yes, and they use these to show people, like reviewers and journalists, movies before they come out on general release, because they have to review them and, you know, just put it in the paper or online what they think of the film.
Don't you find the characters in there quite funny?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of media idiots in there. There's some nice people as well. Actually, it was quite a nice one today. There weren't too many idiots in there. Do you remember? I always remember, I don't know if anyone remembers a person called Johnny Vaughan. He always used to be in them back in the day, and he would be really loud and shout really loudly at everybody. Hi, hi, how are you? Yeah, great to see you. Looking forward to the film. Shut up, sit down and watch it.
Also, some reviewers in there, they can be quite sort of snooty about the occasion. Like, end of the day, they've got a wicked job. They're going and seeing loads of free films and just reviewing them.
Sometimes, if there's a bit of a corny bit in the film, you can hear them going, ugh. And it's like, seriously, this is your job. Anyway, so we went this morning at 10:30. Bit of a weird time to see a film. There's no popcorn in there. There's no buckets of soft drinks. And there's not anyone getting off with each other. Do people still get off with people in cinemas? Is that who?
I don't know. I think it is.
On the back seat. Who? Anyway, so we watched a new film by a massive, massive star.
Everyone knows him.
Everyone knows this person. And the reason that we went to see the film is because this star is coming onto this show in a couple of weeks, which I'm very excited about. So it was only right that we should go and see their new film. Thanks for bringing a tray in before the movie started with croissants on. That's not normal.
So I managed to locate the bar before this screening happened to try and have a couple of drinks. They wouldn't serve me any drinks, but they did agree to coffee. So I managed to get hold of a load of coffees and found all these, like, croissants there.
So I'm sat there...
Am I saying that wrong? How do you say that word? I always say croissants, but it's meant to be like croissant, isn't it?
Croissant?
I just say croissant.
Croissants
is that right?
Is on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I managed to find all these things, but you got well embarrassed because I turned up with a massive tray full of these things. I had to step over loads of people.
It was a proper drinks tray, and you're like, sorry, excuse me.
And the funny thing is, because they have to sort of account for everyone in there, they didn't start the film until I got back, so everyone was so mardy with me.
He was like, oh no, are they waiting for me? They waited for you to come back with the tray before they started the film. And then the lights went down.
I did apologise to
He went, sorry, really loudly. Anyway, I'm looking forward to having this person on the show.
Yes.
And it was a good film. And we'll be in a position to tell you who they are very soon. But you are going to love this so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
Not too bad. Self?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Not much. Just chilling out. Loving life.
Okay, do people still get off with each other in the cinema, please?
Unfortunately, they definitely do.
Tell me.
And they're not the youngest of people, in my case, that I saw.
Right, what happened?
It was basically me and the lads who went to cinema, and about two rows in front of us, I could tell they were an older couple, not like, I wouldn't have said from the first glance that they were too old. Mm. Proper going for it. And I mean, we've all said, you know, like, when people are in clubs and that, and they're obviously a bit drunk, and they're all over each other.
Yeah, I get it.
It was like this. Yeah.
Also, I've noticed a lot on trains lately. It's like, I know it's hot weather, but just wait till you get home, please.
I don't know about you, but whenever I'm kind of that close to someone, I'm boiling hot enough as it is anyway.
Oh, I've got a right sweat on. I tell you, I never do it. Anyway, who was it?
Well, as me and the lads have been quite noisy, this couple turned round and obviously to kind of confront us about the noise in the cinema, and it was my parents.
No way!
Yeah, I don't think at first they realised it was me, and they were all like, just giving us a bit of grief about the noise that we were making, and then until I was like, all right, Mum.
Did you know they were going to the cinema that night?
No, I mean, I don't live with my parents anymore, so obviously I don't text them every day. Yo, Mum, you're going to cinema just in case you fancy to be necking off with your husband in the cinema.
Necking off. Good use of necking off there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. And once you found out, were you and the lads whooping and shouting encouragement?
I'll be honest, there was like a stunned silence for a while. Then it kind of got a bit awkward. They just kind of like, oh, all right, turned around and just kind of carried on with the film.
Out of interest, what was the film that both you and the lads and your parents, who were getting off with each other, were seeing?
It was Inception. It was quite a bit
of course,
ago, this,
yeah. Yeah, of course
like,
it was.
That's like a universal film for lads and...
And also the ideal film to neck off to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's because basically my parents, they look after kids for a living, so I think, like, whenever they can, get a spare minute.
Sure.
In the cinema.
Why not? And did they stop after you realised it was them?
Yeah, they definitely did. It all got very awkward. You could cut the tension with a knife within the first few the rows that we was in.
Sounds horrific. Hard.
It's like some awful nightmare.
Horror film.
Oh, it was. It was.
Thanks, Josh.
No worries, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a bit impromptu. I didn't know this was going to happen, but apparently Chris has a show and tell for us. What have you got? Just a quick one.
Yeah, it's not like the Mad Inventor one from last time. It's just a quickie. Something I've seen. Really
okay.
Want to share it. It's something called a selfie stick. Now, I don't know if this is the actual name of it, but it's brilliant, right? And I saw someone using these, and I've just noticed them more and more. Done a bit of research, found out they're massive in Asia.
Right,
like,
okay.
This is the thing to have.
I've heard of this, right, because I've got a friend that lives in Dubai, and apparently people just walk around with these things in their hand the whole time. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Is that the same thing, isn't
it? It's an extendable stick. Right, and then you can attach your phone or a camera to the end of it, so you can take a selfie from ages away. So if there's loads of you in a group, they're whopping out these sticks to get better angles on it.
How does it? Do you have to put your phone on like a delayed timer thing to take the picture?
I think there's one that it can press the button, and I imagine there's others that you've got to do a timer thing and put it on the end of a stick. But what a great idea, eh?
This is great for me because my arms really aren't long enough to take any selfies that are any good. So this is like an arm extender for me.
I've seen loads of tourists loving this because they can get whole groups of them in. Plus whatever attraction it is. Because if you think about it, the further away you are, the more you can get in.
Yeah.
And also, it saves the awkwardness of having to ask someone for a photo. You can still control it.
I've got it here. Depending on the model, some selfie sticks will manually press the shutter button on the side of the phone using an arm. This is incredible.
I thought you'd get excited about this. I say we need one of these selfie sticks. I've got to point out, it looks ridiculous. I saw one fella using it the other day. He looked like an idiot. But you've got to respect his camera work.
This is one step up from those people that you see on TV and also at concerts taking pictures on their tablet. You look like an idiot. You look like you're taking a picture with a TV.
Well, I think this will be the new thing that you start seeing at concerts, selfie sticks. I'm quite keen to start taking pictures of people using selfie sticks.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite funny as well.
Now I've got pictures of loads of people in Indonesia using them.
Right. Is this big in Bali? Is this one of these things?
You need to get it for your Bali trip.
I'm going
to
be on top of an elephant with a selfie stick. I'm going to look like the man.
If anyone has one of these already, can you let me know, please, on 81199? I'd be interested to know what people say when you just, like, produce that out of your handbag or whatever. I've ordered it, by the way.
Have you?
$10?
Like, I love that you got your bank details all set to go shopping on air.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, $18. Oh, it's going up.
Oh, selfie stick. It's just a stick, mate.
Oh, it's coming from America. Oh, 7 days.
Let's definitely get one.
7 days. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm not being funny, but this selfie stick's going up and up.
It is going to be one of those things. Everyone's going to have one before too long.
$25.
They look well weird, though. I've just seen a picture of someone.
I'm cancelling that one.
Izzy sent in a picture of a girl she's seen at Harry Potter World using a selfie stick, right? And she just looks like she's walking around with a golf club in the air.
So weird. Tom in Colchester. Yes, he bought one in Dubai. My mate's seen loads of them in Dubai. They've been popular for like the last 6 months. Just a stick,
but it hasn't.
You look an idiot, an absolute idiot. Hello, Radio One. Bethany.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
So have you got experience of these sticks?
I do. I was at London Natural History Museum the other week, and there were lots of people using them. I had them all waving around, taking selfies with dinosaurs.
Yes, you can do dinosaurs. A selfie with a dinosaur.
That is where it's good.
Right, that's one of the first places we're going to go.
Right.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
It opens up the world of pictures, doesn't it? You can fit more in.
It's just like, everywhere.
You do look like a Muppet, though.
Yeah.
They're kind of like prodding people as they walk around.
Stephen is a selfie stick owner. It says it does take confidence to use one because for 5 seconds of your life, you have to drown out all surroundings, the sniggers, the looks, the photo bombers. You stand proud with your selfie stick in hand and you take that photo.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie says, I work at a popular tourist attraction. All I see now is people with selfie sticks, usually controlled with remote control clickers like off of the people on the weather.
It's seriously on, isn't it?
Really on.
I'm tempted to say I see a business opportunity in this, but I think I'm late to the game.
Once again, too late.
Although someone made a typo here and said Elfie sticks were all the rage. I'm thinking maybe at Christmas, is this something I can investigate?
But possibly, yes.
Literally thinking as, speaking as I think you.
Yeah. What you do recently, I notice, is you take an idea that's already been really successful and go, well, I could do that. It's like, well, mate, it's already been done.
Now, Elfie sticks wouldn't really work, would they? It doesn't really mean anything.
It's very useful if you've got short arms like myself, though, and you want people to be in your picture. Do you know what I mean? A group of people, because I have real issues with that. Look, my arms are like tiny, as are my legs.
You are quite, yeah. I've never really noticed that before.
I'm very stout. Stout.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Ben in Chelmsford, selfie sticks would be useful for FaceTiming because you could hold it up high, therefore eliminating that dreaded reverse camera double chin. No one looks good on FaceTime.
Have you seen that picture that Sam sent in of the pilot using the selfie stick? It's the greatest picture I think I've ever seen.
What, is he like... Oh, yeah, king of the selfie stick.
He's leaning out a plane window with the selfie stick. I mean, I'm sure he shouldn't really be doing it, but...
That's incredible. And what kind of... what height do you think he's at there?
Well, it looks high.
It does look high. He's in the clouds there. Did you know as well, on some airlines now, you in first class, they let you open the window?
No, this is a tartan paint situation,
that is true.
Isn't it? This is...
No, on some airlines now, like if you... Because you're not obviously allowed normally, but in some... I think it's business and first class, you are allowed... After you go above a certain height,
I can't tell if I'm looking like a massive idiot for knowing this or not knowing this.
Well, why would you not be able to do that?
So you're claiming on a plane,
yes,
that's really high, you can open the window. Now.
Let's say if you were on the way to, like, when you go to
Bali, I see where you're going with this. So you're saying that the pilot in the picture it's a fake picture, potentially.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Right. Well, I shouldn't have brought it up then, I'm sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so excited about Monday. We're going to be in Edinburgh.
I'm really excited to be back there. In fact, I was in Edinburgh last weekend and so many people kept coming up to me going, so when's he turning up then? When is the main man here?
What does that mean, the main man?
Where's the big daddy?
No one called me the big daddy.
No, they didn't. But it was a bit like that. It was like loads of people would come and, you know, it was lovely seeing some people. And then they'd always ask about you, ask where you are.
That's really sweet.
When you're coming.
Well, we've been doing Edinburgh Festival for quite a few years. We gave it a miss last year, but we're back. Mm. And we're doing this show between 1 and 4 from the brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Edinburgh Festival on Monday. Can I just ask, did anyone go, where's the big man?
Possibly.
Right, see, I don't like that.
No.
Vernon Kay used to call me that, and I'm not cool with that. It just suggests fat.
No, I don't. I think it's people trying to be friendly, though, isn't it?
Well, don't call me big man, please.
Yeah. Because, I don't like it. I'll be honest. I don't like it when people call me boss.
No, I hate boss as well. I tell you what else I hate.
What, boss?
What, fella?
Mm. That's not
no,
so bad.
Fella, awful. All right, fella. So, yes, we are going to be doing the show between 1 and 4 from the Edinburgh Festival on Monday, bringing you lots of weird things that happen in there. I mean, literally every type of show. Comedy, music, theatre. You can go and see opera if you want. You can see hip-hop shows. You can just see people on stage with two chickens talking to them for an hour. Literally the most brilliant, wonderful, weird and awful stuff goes on at the Edinburgh Festival, and that's just the beauty of it. Everyone can do a show, anyone can perform, and anyone can go and see them. So we're doing the show 1 till 4, then this thing which I'm not really keen on, which you booked us in for, which is you in conversation with me.
This is great.
And this is happening after our show. It won't be live on Radio 1, but we'll be playing highlights, I've been told.
So what is it? It's incredible. So it's going to be an hour. Think Piers Morgan's life stories and me being Piers Morgan. Someone suggested it in the pub. I thought it was a good idea at the time. And then when I got an email back about it, I wasn't so sure. I thought you'd hate the idea. Now I'm well on board for this.
And I don't... The thing is, I have no control over this. See, when I sit here every day, I'm in complete control. I haven't controlled at all.
And it's great for me because it'd be an opportunity for me to show that I could host a show like Piers Morgan.
Lol!
So what we'll do is we'll sit down. It's completely booked out.
What are you going to ask me?
Everyone's... All the tickets are gone for that.
Why is it fully booked?
I don't know, but there's a demand. Anyway, so what's going to be great is you're not going to know anything. We're going to sit down and over an hour I'm going to ask you questions about your life.
But you know a lot about me.
Exactly. It will be great. And we'll just get an insight into the myth, the legend that is Scott Mills.
Well, this is going to be me squirming and avoiding answers to questions for an hour.
What areas of your life would you like to avoid? Let's have this discussion now.
Well, you know exactly the areas I want to avoid.
What about the story about the carrot?
Definitely that.
It
is not happening.
Sofa of Doom?
Sofa of Doom, it can be on if you want.
Can it?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that'd be a no. And what about that time you redecorated
No, that's not on.
No?
No. Well, thanks for mentioning that now, though.
Anyway, so all of these and more during our Q&A as we delve into the life of a Radio 1 legend.
This is already
that
horrendous.
Is Scott Mills.
Stop calling me legend. It's another word for
that's
old.
Cool. It sounded like an advert there, didn't it? It's good. Anyway, so that's on. It's a busy day.
I might not be available for that. I might just turn my phone off and go to a bar.
It's booked. You can't let all those people down now.
Well, you can. And after that, in the evening, we're doing something a little bit raunchy, a little bit blue, something for the dads. And it's going to be us with Matthew Lewis off of Bluestone 4-2 and Harry Potter. Obviously, he's Neville Longbottom. He's going to join us for some late night fun. It's going to be a bit like Late Night Hollyoaks, where there's a little bit more swearing going on and more nakedness.
But there will be some tickets for that on the day, which people will be able to get. So yeah. That one isn't fully booked yet.
No, it's not, because you can't get tickets
Because you can't get tickets
yet. But if you listen to our show between 1 and 4 on Monday, and you're in the Edinburgh area, you can come, maybe, first come, first served, to the late night raunchy show with Matthew Lewis, which is part of Phil and Alice's thing.
I think I've also signed us up to do a little DJ set that night as well.
Oh, not the erection section again.
Yeah, songs to lie down to.
Oh.
So we'll do that. We'll
I mean,
potentially on Phil and Alice's show.
Half of this I'm looking forward to, half of this
maybe
I'm
not anymore.
Absolutely dreading. Why? What, have I said something wrong?
No, it's fine.
It's a medical term, erection.
Yeah, I know it is. Oh.
So that's all coming up on Monday on Radio 1 from Edinburgh. Prids and Liberate. I thought you said hibernate. It's not called that. Eric Prids there, hibernating on Radio 1. It's called Liberate. I don't know why it was. I thought it was called Hibernate. Awkward.
Are you just flustered because you're worried about the stories from your life that will come
I'm
out?
I'm a little bit worried about the carrot story. I'm not going to lie.
Were you not expecting that?
No.
Should I not have mentioned
it? Can you
that?
Not mention it again? What's it going
to
be like?
It's a really good one, though. I'm tempted to say now, but
no, don't
I'm
say
not
it
allowed.
Now. Well, I can just turn you off. Like, talk now. Oh. Ah, you can't hear. Ah, you can't hear. Yeah.
Well.
Ah, yeah. You can't be.
Don't be. Don't be.
You're not on. See, I've got the power at the moment until next Monday, and I have no power.
All I'm saying is,
you can
whatever
say what
you're
you
imagining,
want. You can stitch me right up like a kipper.
Whatever
son.
You're imagining is exactly the situation.
What?
Whatever people are imagining out there with that story.
It's not. It doesn't directly involve me either. Can we just say that? Oh, this is going to be horrendous. Can we just do the show and then cancel the in-conversation thing and then do Phil Analysis show?
No, it's books. It's going
to
happen.
But I don't
and then
want
we'll
to.
Play out highlights the next day.
Well, good luck in playing out highlights in daytime for that. There won't be any highlights to be able to play.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
World War what?
I'm just going to say, we don't have to do all of the stories. We'll just do a comprehensive review of your life.
Am I allowed to say at any point? Am I allowed, like, a card to say, like, no comment?
Maybe you get one pass.
One is not enough. How long are we doing it for?
An hour.
No, I need passes all the time. Or I can just say no comment.
For one question.
I'm not sure I'm keen. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Marcus, who's listening in Liverpool. He says, swift change of topic. Well, yes, obviously. Oh, no, it's not the same reptile shop. Joe is bumbling on his tractor in Somerset. Becca and Widnes completely forgot that it was Bumbleo Wednesday. It's nice when it sneaks up on you, isn't it? Mm,
Gaz is bumbleoing off his nut.
Hope you enjoyed today's Bumbleo Wednesday. Why don't we play the Homes Under the Hammer game again?
I'm very keen.
So we've got a recent episode of Homes Under the Hammer. Loads of people play this game at home now when they're off ill, just watching Homes Under the Hammer and guessing from what the presenters and the people on the show are saying, what the music is they're going to play, because it always relates to what they say, every time.
I obviously miss the original Homes Under the Hammer because I'm not at home during the day.
Yeah.
So this game I love.
Well, it's a good catch-up, isn't it?
Exactly. I feel like I'm catching up on episodes I haven't seen.
Don't even have to watch it anymore. Although I have series linked it in the past.
Oh, you don't want to series link that because you're just going to have a never-ending amount of episodes that you're just not going to watch.
Well, you see, that's exactly what happened. And the same with Millionaire Matchmaker.
Mm. Or if you series link the news.
Yeah, I don't do that. But Millionaire Matchmaker and Homes Under the Hammer between them were taking up like 85% of my memory, so I had to get rid.
Jeremy Kyle's another thing that you shouldn't series link.
There's
either.
So many of them. So we play you clips from Homes Under the Hammer, and then we both guess what music they're going to play relating to what they've said. It's someone's job to actually think of music that goes with what they say on the show.
Arguably one of the best jobs in the world.
Here's an example.
We've been here every weekend, all weekend, and there has been no breaks.
Talking about the weekend, so they play a song called The Weekend. Sometimes the songs are really old, but it's still hilarious to see how they fit.
So when I first arrived at this site, I was like, it's amazing, it's quiet, it's like the countryside. It is beautiful, you can't hear a thing. Until the train goes crashing past. And the railroad comes to the middle of the
house. The railroad comes to the middle of the house. That's the famous track there, The Railway Goes Through the Middle of the House. Never heard of it.
The guy who chooses the song does have this incredible knowledge of all songs that ever existed, though.
Or is he just on Google going, railroad song?
Mm. There's a song that's always on, I've noticed, thanks to this game, called Rat in Me Kitchen, which generally turns up in this game at some point.
So buzz in when you think you know what song they're going to play after they say stuff. Here's my buzzer.
I've got my horn out.
Yes. You ready?
I'm ready.
So this is from Monday's Homes Under the Hammer on the BBC.
Rip out the kitchen, rip out the bathroom.
Hang on. Is there a song called Rip It Up?
It sounds like you've just made that song up. I don't know if it's an actual song. This is a bit like when you guess a word that doesn't exist in Scrabble.
Hang on, yep. Rip It Up has been done by Razorlight, Little Richard, and someone called Orange Juice.
Okay, so it counts as a song.
So that's what I'm saying at the moment. Rip It Up by Razorlight. Anything from you?
Nothing yet.
Thorough decoration all the way through, and we'll knock out the wall that's standing behind you.
Right.
Yes?
Knocking out the wall, I'm going to go for... What? That's not one.
All right, I thought that was the name of the song.
No, is there a song called Knocking Out the Wall?
Don't think
so.
Do
we check? Can we check in Dictionary Corner over here? Don't worry. No, I'm going to go for MC Hammer. Any MC Hammer song.
Has he mentioned a hammer, though?
No, not at all. But he talks about knocking out a wall.
Okay.
That is a substantial looking wall behind me.
It is, yeah. But I've got a substantial hammer.
Oh, you might be right.
And is it you wielding that hammer, or do you have to do it?
I've got some people to help, but...
Okay, I'm buzzing in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song, If I Had a Hammer or something.
Yes, I know the one you mean.
They've played it before on here. I don't know who it's by. That's what I'm saying. Carry on.
I do the exciting bit.
Which is the bit?
Which is the demolition bot.
Oh, no.
Go on, Em.
Wrecking Ball.
Oh, good shout. I'm going to go for the demo. Don't buzz in again.
Sorry.
I'm going to go for the Benny Benassi Satisfaction. song, just because they're all builders in the video. But then that wouldn't work for this game. I've not thought this one through.
Which
is the demolition part.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good bit.
Is it? Okay.
Yes?
What's the Bastille song? I only know the line of it. The walls came tumbling down. That bit.
Pompeii.
Yes, brilliant. Yeah, I'll have that one, please.
Okay, and I'm going to stick with If I Had a Hammer, I think. Yeah, I am. Okay, let's hear it.
I came in like
No! Rubbish. Oh, I should have stayed with Wrecking Ball. All I wanted was to break you up. So annoying. I said Wrecking Ball as well. Can I have that anyway? I did say it.
You did say it.
Point to me?
Yeah, you can have that one.
Yes! Next one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, this next clip is the very next thing that happened on that show.
It turns out that Bob developed his passion for demolition in quite an unusual way.
In my early 20s, I decided to emigrate to South Africa.
Right.
And I became a gold miner.
Yes. Gold digger.
Okay.
Anything?
Is this going to be... So this is a different song now?
Yeah.
Right. DJ Fresh, Gold Dust.
A gold miner.
Gold. Spandau Ballet.
Oh.
Correct.
Tell me more.
So I've demolished quite a few things in my time.
What, with explosives and stuff?
Exactly, yeah.
How long were you doing that for?
Hang on. Oh, go on.
Something about banging. You know, like explosives. There's a song... I know there's a song called Bang Bang, but I don't know.
I'm going for Explosions by Ellie Goulding.
Okay. And I'm going to go for a song called Bang Bang. Must be one out there.
Will I Am?
Is there one by Will I Am called Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Right, I'll go for that.
12 years.
Right, and came back to the UK.
Correct.
And now you're mining for gold in a different way.
In a different way.
Okay. So we've got to give her an answer now.
I think I'm going to go for, it's either Bang Bang or DJ Fresh. I'm going to go Bang Bang. I don't even know what song that is, but it sounds about right.
I'm going to go for...
Sorry, accidentally.
Can you not do that, please? I'm going to go for... Explosions, Ellie Goulding. Let's find out. Oh, what an idiot.
But you've got
explosive stuff.
That.
Dynamite, demolition and dust. Bob's not going to flinch.
Right, it was so obvious. But I did say
it. You did say it. So what are we doing now? Is the rules changed? Are you getting a point for that as well?
It seems the rules have changed and I get another point. Thank you. What song are they going to play here?
The planners will consider aspects such as parking provision, how well the proposed properties will fit into their surroundings, and also the privacy from the neighbouring houses. Unfortunately...
Yes?
The Neighbours theme. Just the theme tune to Neighbours. Why not?
It could happen.
Has that ever been done on a daytime show where sort of a daytime theme has ended up on a different show?
It's a song, though, isn't it?
True. That's a good shout. Neighbours theme.
There's a song called Long Way to Go.
Is there? Or are you just guessing that again?
Hang on.
Is Google allowed in this game now as well? I can't help but feel the rules are dramatically changing.
No, I'm just looking to see if there's a song called that. I've already made the guess. Yes, by Cassie. Hey! I love that.
Unfortunately, there's still a long way to go until this really can be used as a building plot.
OK, what's your final answer?
I don't really know. I'm sticking with the Neighbours theme.
I'm sticking with Cassie, Long Way to Go. Because you've got a long
way to go. It's not come on.
Oh, my God.
You played. That's cheating. Who's tipped you off?
No one. Tune.
Are you the man who makes the songs for Homes Under the Hammer? And this is something that we don't know about.
No, but I would like to do that in the mornings if they're listening.
That? There's something iffy going on here.
Anyway, more success from me on the Homes Under the Hammer game after this
suspicious.
On Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
We're playing the Homes Under the Hammer game on Radio 1. Chris is in a mard because I'm winning.
It won't just be me. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, thinking that you are a cheat.
I just have an encyclopedic... knowledge of the musics up here.
That's Cassie.
Yeah.
Name another Cassie song.
There was one with Ray J. Off of Kim Kardashian. Yes. And I think Me and You was the other one.
I can't tell if you're a massive nerd or a massive cheat.
Anyway, shall we continue?
You also might have to pay a rent to the freeholder. And in this case, this property has something called a peppercorn rent. So exactly what is peppercorn rent? Well, in years gone...
Mm-hmm.
Something... corn song? Peppercorn? Corn?
What, corn as
rock
in...
band Corn?
OK. Anything by Corn?
Anything by Corn.
The rent has to be paid to the freeholder, so I'm saying bills, 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 Destiny's Child.
Oh, actually, I'm changing. Jesse J, it's been on before on this game.
Price tag.
I'm going for that.
Exactly what is peppercorn rent? Well, in years gone by, the rent was basically so small that in order to save them the problem of actually collecting it, the freeholder would actually ask for the rent to be paid in peppercorn.
I'm gonna have to stick with bills, bills, bills. I don't know.
I don't know what else I can really go for. It won't be a corn song, will it? Because why would it be? So, Jesse J, price tag.
For the rent to be paid in peppercorns.
Oh, come on! That's tenuous, isn't it?
And
what?
I think I found another way to spice up this flat and give it a wow factor.
Right, that's not fair, because they said spice up after we had to guess. I'm not playing now.
But no, but they're talking about peppercorns, aren't they?
Oh, it's
that's
rubbish.
Why it's gone,
seriously,
gone like that.
Could try harder. And finally, here's another clip, but what song is it going to be?
Unfortunately, the bathroom crack isn't alone. There are cracks of varying widths and lengths on several of the internal...
Okay, I'm going cracks. I see you, baby, shaking that ass.
Oh, good, yeah, I'm pleased. I wasn't the only one trying to think of the word cracks and songs that could go with that. I'm thinking, what, Baby Got Back? I like big butts and again, that one.
I have noticed a few cracks here and there.
Yes. We walked up here into the room we're standing in now and the architect said, so the wall's trying to fall.
Architects, body groove.
They wouldn't, would they? They might.
I'm going to stick with the Baby Got Back.
I'm sticking with I See You Baby.
So the wall's trying to fall out onto the road. And
The wall's trying to fall out of the road.
He said, right, OK. So, but that's not a problem. We'll just stitch it up with a few bricks.
OK. What's it called? Brick by Boring Brick, Paramore.
I think that's been on before on this game, actually. Okay, fine. I'm going to stick with Baby Got Back.
Or I might go for another Brick in the Wall. Big song that's always on here. Yeah, I'm going Brick in the Wall, another Brick in the Wall.
Horizontal cracks are generally more serious than vertical cracks. But of course it's best to have no cracks at all. Because you don't want the worst to happen.
Oh, you said that for another one.
I know, it's not going to count, is it?
No.
Before I parted with any of my hard...
Oh, OK, so Pompeii, Bastille.
So neither of us got any points for that.
What are the scores, please, Chris?
Well, you got 3, I got nothing. 3-0? You always smash this game, though.
That's why I like doing it.
Is this why it's on fairly often?
Yeah, I'm rubbish at real or no real, so this is a, like, little bit of solace for me. I just think that the person, whoever picks the music for this... this show has very similar music taste to me.
He does. It, apparently so.
Michael Gray, The Weeknd, Cassie, Long Way To Go, and Rat In My Kitchen by UB40, all favourites of mine.
Maybe next time we need to play against a listener or...
I think so,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm just not good enough at this game.
Anyone want to play? Let us know.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Here's Alice Levine with Wednesday's Real or No Real. Hello, my darling.
Hello, my darlings. No dusty food in the air, like I see.
No, we've been super healthy, actually, lately.
Down the hatch.
We've been having sweet peppers. We've been having some chickens. We've been having some wraps. No dirty food.
We're on a health kick.
Yeah, eat clean, play dirty.
I was going to say, is that the Craig David one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Eat clean, broadcast dirty.
That's it.
That should never be a mantra.
A selection of these facts are made up. Some of them are real. Which one's which?
Barbie left Ken in 2004 for an Australian surfer named Blaine.
Ooh. What?
And what's going
no.
on here? So this is, you know, Barbie and Ken. This isn't real life. Presume. We're talking about the toys here.
Characters. Blaine does sound quite hot there, doesn't he?
Blaine sounds fit.
Yeah, really fit.
Blaine sounds nasty.
No, why does he sound nasty?
I don't know. I reckon he's got a criminal background.
No, he doesn't. He's a
don't
surfer.
Cast aspersions on some surfers, good
no,
name.
No, he's an Australian surfer. He's like, lives in the outdoors.
He probably knows Janae Aiko or like other people from Antipodea.
Yeah, and like, oh, boring, reliable Ken. Here he is again. And then suddenly Blaine comes along. I see what Barbie's done there.
Right.
Do you think he's a bit of an upgrade? Because Ken sounds quite old, but maybe that's because my dad's called Ken and he's 70.
No, I think what she's done is she's just got a bit excited. She will probably go back to Ken, but it's the initial excitement of Blaine, probably like blonde hair.
Okay, so
ripped.
Hang on.
Stop thinking about it so much.
So hang on, this has gone really weird. So this is just the doll, so you can buy the doll, then suddenly I reckon there's a Blaine doll that's come along and you make up your own drama, right?
Yeah.
Right. No, but they write her backstory, don't they, Barbie? Because that's why she's had like 600 jobs, because she was a lifeguard, she was like, you know, an orthodontist.
And that's how that she would have left Ken for Blaine.
Oh,
in
when she was lifeguarding.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I didn't realise there was
this... He was going to say, I don't care.
I don't...
So what's your answer?
I think it is no real.
I think that Barbie's so wholesome, I don't think that there would be like another relationship other than Ken. So I think no real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh, Barbie.
Do we know if she went back to Ken?
She went back to him in 2011.
Right, I knew that. Well, that was quite a long time with Blaine there.
Did she go crawling back?
Of course she did. Reliable Ken, isn't it? And next...
When Heathrow Airport first opened, elephants living at a nearby zoo were given earmuffs to protect them from the noise of the planes.
That would be epic. Imagine that. Imagine elephants with the earmuffs.
How big would those earmuffs have to be?
Good point.
The size of dinner plates.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine the planes probably did cause a bit of chaos.
Don't get me started, Chris. I live on a flight path. Very noisy.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I've just guessed that myself. I sometimes see aeroplanes passing. Does that mean you're on a flight path?
Do you wear muffs?
I don't usually wear a muff, no.
I just don't think this would have happened. And why just the elephants?
And no one else, yeah.
Okay. I think it's no real.
Well, elephants do complain a lot, so maybe they're trying to... I don't know what I'm talking about. No real.
That one is real.
Yes, they did.
This is ridiculous today.
Yes, it did happen in 1969. There's a video with a plane, a really old plane, going overhead. They are massive. Absolutely massive.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. They've made that they're homemade, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think they're, like...
available in the shops.
I don't think they're Beats. And next fact.
Ed Sheeran has worn the same T-shirt for his last four appearances at BBC Radio 1.
Now, I think Sheeran's smartened up quite a lot recently.
He's gone through a kind of Calvin Harris-style makeover.
I mean, before, it was always just a green T-shirt or hoodie.
I thought he was still doing that.
No, not so much.
He's not.
I've seen him in suits.
I've seen him in a shirt, yeah, definitely.
And he's lost a bit of weight. He's looking good.
But I reckon he has the same T-shirt, but he's just bought hundreds of them. So
you would do that?
Yeah.
A lot of boys would do that. It's just, oh, I like that one. I'll get it. All of them, like, yeah.
So is your wardrobe just the same tops and then on the next shelf same trousers and then all the same
pretty
shoes?
Pretty much.
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. I can't remember what he wore in the last the last live lounge, but I'm sure he was wearing a hoodie.
Think about it, though. He has smartened up a lot recently.
Mm.
It could be his lucky T-shirt, though. It doesn't necessarily have to just be that he's, like, been a bit lazy and, like, dragged it out of the, you know, like, the laundry pile.
Okay, so this is real or no real? Ed Sheeran, same T-shirt for his last four appearances at Radio 1.
I think, even though he's got all the monies, I think he will still wear that lucky shirt, and it might be underneath. I'm going to say real.
I think he needs it to get in the zone, so I also think real. Right.
That one is no real.
No, I told you. Oh. He's got a massive wardrobe now because he's really rich. And finally...
When Madame Tussauds unveiled their One Direction waxworks, they were overrun with so many crying teenagers that they started employing a tissue attendant.
What, because they were so scary and bad?
Yeah, no, because obviously it's the closest thing a lot of those people will ever get to meeting their heroes. So they'll cry a bit, and then there's someone there with a big, like, family-size, man-size box.
Well, I've talked about this before, my idea for, you know, like, certain zoos stay open really late now. Do you remember I had this idea for late-night Madame Tussauds?
Where you could touch them. I'm fully with you. I don't really like your ideas, any of them, but this is great.
I've never heard an idea I've liked, and this follows that same train. But won't they be all mangled by their, like, hot, clammy hands? You'll, like, melt their faces.
No, I'm just saying sort of adults only.
Yeah.
Stop grinning. Oh,
it's so late gross. Night, Madame Tussauds. Real or no real?
Madame Tussauds. Can you imagine all these people walking around?
Or just like touching the hair, because it's actually real hair, isn't it? Just like running their hands through Cheryl Cole's hair.
The closest they will ever get.
Oh. Sorry. Madame Tussauds, tissue attendant.
Mm.
Yes, real.
I think that's most definitely real.
That one is real.
Is it real? Oh, my God.
Right.
Someone handing out the tissues there. It's like when we went to King's Cross where the Harry Potter thing is, where the platform is.
Yeah.
And there's a girl there handing out the
scarves.
And it's like, scarf, 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 so you can have your picture taken.
But she's just an opportunist, isn't she?
No, she's employed by them. At the end of that round of Reel or No Reel,
I got 30, Alice got 20.
I'm pleased with that, though. I'm just happy with that.
Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast delivered to you every single day for absolutely free. Tomorrow on the show at 1:45, playing Innuendo Bingo, Tiger Drew Honey. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.